How could the administration have so badly miscalculated after we got to Baghdad in less than 3.5 weeks, militarily, from the standpoint of trying to then move forward to do something with Iraq that would bring it out all right? How come they didn't know anything about the Middle East?
Well, I wish the hell I knew the answer to that. That's one of the questions we have every right to ask, and you're just the guy to ask it.
It's easy to ask questions. But, I mean, a lot of people say, fine, if they thought they wanted to do this, they did not prepare. I'm borrowing a Kerry line, I suppose, or maybe he stole it from you. They did not prepare for the peace. They had no plan after that. They made miscalculations, did they not? And so at the point we're at now, answer the fundamental question. We're hip deep in the big muddy once again, as Lyndon Johnson's time showed. How do we get out?
Well, the program that I have proposed to the Democrats, I say that with, I hope everybody understands my tongue and my cheek. In fact, my
we
tongue,
see it there.
I'm working both sides. My tongue is in both cheeks. I wrote a column about it, and it didn't get printed anywhere, but it was a great column. I proposed what I would like to hear the Democratic candidate say, and my proposal was that he would say that one of the first steps I shall take upon moving into the Oval Office, besides changing the furniture around a bit, the first step I take will be to organize a panel of retired generals who have come out during the various discussions of the Iraq war against what has been going on in Iraq, the entire lack of planning, the inadequate number of troops, all of the things that these retired generals have come on television to report on. I would organize this panel, and I would tell them, I want your plan for us to get out with honor of Iraq, to get our troops home. And I would like to have you do this within the next 6 months.